Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. My pleasure, as always. And I'm having a great time this week, folks, because I'm here in Denver with my peeps. I'm here with my good friends, Small Business Development Centers, and they just do a great job. The Association of Small Business Development Centers, ASBDC, as I told you earlier, puts on an outstanding conference every year where they bring in 1,200, 1,300, something under a million people to whoop it up on behalf of small business owners. Folks, these are people who are dedicated to helping you, and you may not even know about this. That makes them one of the best kept secrets on the planet, and I don't like that, Don Wilson.
Well, Jim, we don't like it either. You know, we put the resources that we get from the federal government, from state governments, city governments, universities, we put those resources into hiring counselors.
Yeah.
And, you know, with 25 to 27 million small business people, even though we have 1,000 centers across the country, we're pretty much operating at capacity, and oftentimes we don't have the capacity to serve all the people who knock on our door.
That's the voice of Don Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president of the ASBDCs, and he's my good friend and my host out here this week. Don, thanks for being such a great host. We've had a great time this week already.
Well, Jim, you know, we always enjoy having you, and it's such a treat. I know some of our counselors and so forth have been on your show,
right,
and some of our officers.
Right.
And we hope that their participation is
outstanding. They were outstanding. We did this yesterday, and they were just great. I really enjoyed them telling the audience about what they do. We got lots of different perspectives, but you were just telling us a little bit about how the SBDCs are structured. Remind the audience about how that works and where these folks are.
30 years ago, Jim, the business school deans in this country realized that the number of people who own small businesses, many of them never had access to management education.
Right.
And, of course, you know, there's a very high failure rate in small business. It's a tough career. It can
be
very rewarding.
And the failure rate, business obituaries have increased by 20% in the last 5 or 6 years.
Exactly. And so they went to Congress and said, you know, the small business economy is going to be the heart of the American economy, and now we're 53% of GDP,
right,
99% of all employers, 51% of employees. And so they stressed to Congress that the federal government had to begin to play a role in making sure that small business people had some access to management education.
Mm-hmm.
And so working with the great universities in the country, we now have 1,000 centers across the country. Our consulting services are absolutely free. If you've got a problem with your small business, if you want to start a small business, if you want to grow your small business, you can call any SBDC in the country or walk in, knock on the door, and we'll get you a consulting arrangement. And whatever it is, if you need a business plan, if you need to look at international trade, human resource issues, access to capital, we've got the professionals right there to help you.
And folks, this is not just for startups.
Oh, absolutely not. The majority of our clients our existing businesses.
And folks, the evidence of that was very clear to me last year the first year of the Success Story program that you started. I was a judge last year. I was a judge this year. I saw the 50 or so submissions, and most of these companies have been in business, are not startups, and some have been in business 30, 40 years.
Oh, yes.
That the SBDCs were helping.
We have clients that have been coming to us for 20, 25 years. They've been working with the same counselor 15, 17, 18, 20 years.
You know, Don, there are a number of reasons why small businesses fail. Probably the most dramatic reason is lack of capital. Blasingame's second law of small business says it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. You say small business, it means the same thing.
Sure.
But I think the capital is the symptom, not the disease.
I would agree with that.
The manifestation, the rash that pops out on the skin is the cash flow, is the capital. The disease is lack of information.
Yes.
Lack of knowledge, lack of education, lack of expertise. Because capital can be acquired, even even when the when the going is tough, even when nobody wants to loan money, even when nobody wants you to invest money, capital can be acquired if you know how to get it.
Capital is even more accessible today than it was
ever
years
before.
Ago.
It is absolutely the best time to get capital is for a small business. But see, capital doesn't have to come from a bank or an investor. It can come from customers.
Sure.
In fact, that's the best capital on the planet. So if you can find out how to get more customers, you don't need a banker.
Exactly.
You don't need an investor. Now, actually, you kind of do need a banker, folks. But my point is...
No, we want our people always to have a good banking
relationship.
We love
our bankers. We love our bankers. But my point is that you guys hold, at SBDCs, hold the key, I believe. You hold one of the keys to reversing this increased business obituaries. If more people knew about SBDCs and used them to their advantage... And folks, this is Santa Claus. SBDCs are like a gift under the Christmas tree, isn't it?
Well, you know, people ask me about that, and I say it's your tax dollars at work.
It's a perfect example of the government helping small business owners
exactly.
In the right way.
Exactly. You know, state, local, county, federal, all put money into this program.
Yep.
So it's, you know, if you're a small business person...
It's a great partnership.
Our relationship with SBA is tremendous. Our partnership with great universities, with state economic development offices, city economic development offices...
Community colleges,
chambers of commerce,
economic development authorities...
Absolutely.
Cities, yeah.
The partnerships we have enable us to bring an army of resources to help a small business. Whether they're wanting to grow,
right?
Maybe they're doing great, but they want to grow fast. Maybe they've hit a bump in the road on some issue. We can help them all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and so, folks, that's the reason why I encourage you. I'm gonna give you a website now. Get your pens ready, get your pencil, and you know, get the lead sharpened up. You're gonna want to write this website down. Go ahead, Don.
www.asbdc-us.org. That's www.asbdc-us.org.
All right.
And Jim, we're redoing our website, and you'll be able to go in there and just put in your zip code, and it'll give you a list of the closest SBDCs and actually tell you how many miles from your home it is.
Now, that's coming, right?
Yes, that'll be in October.
In October. But right now, folks, if you go there right now, it's almost that easy.
Yes.
There's a map there of the United States. Click on your state. It'll give you all the SBDCs in that state.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
But
the addresses, the phone numbers, fax numbers.
Right. How many kids they got? No, it doesn't have that part. But seriously, and I'm excited about. There was a big announcement yesterday. You want
yes.
to tell us about? Can you talk about that yet?
Which one?
The homestead announcement.
Well,
tell you what. Hold on to that thought. Now we got to take a quick break, folks. We got to sell some things. We'll be right back with Don Wilson. 20 after. Stay with me. That you love. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, two websites. Check those out when you get a chance. No barrier to entry. They're there for you. If you can show up, and we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Use it to your advantage. By the way, folks, as you know, I'm broadcasting live from Denver at the ASBDC Conference, Association of Small Business Development Centers. The president of that fine national organization is sitting in front of me, Don Wilson, and we've been talking to him. Don, one of the big doings going on today is later tonight, Dr. Stephen Covey, author of Seven Habits of Highly Successful People and many other books. He's a rock star in the world of management.
Absolutely.
And motivation. And a wonderful human being.
Yes.
He's a member of my brain trust. He's been on the show a handful of times in the past couple of years. He's going to be on right after you today, folks. I'm making this announcement right now. You don't want to leave because Stephen Covey's going to be right here. And he's going to be on your stage tonight as a keynote speaker.
That's exactly right. We're thrilled to have
Very
him.
Very exciting.
Members of our staff, I've been in Covey courses. His whole philosophy and the understanding he has of what have made successful people successful.
Right.
Those are ideas that are almost timeless now. His book, I guess, is the second best-selling management book leadership book ever.
After the Bible, maybe.
Absolutely. His tapes are the best-selling ever. And so one of the things that we believe is that kind of human productivity, leadership training, has great value for small businesses.
Right.
And the Covey organization has not been as successful in breaking into the small business market as they would like to be. And so we have partnered up. In the last year, we've developed a partnership. It's being launched tonight. We've trained 50 facilitators from across the country, and we'll be training more constantly as the year goes on, for our professional trainers to be trained Covey facilitators. And we'll be offering the Covey 7 Habits course around the country at a price that small business folks will find, I think, very attractive.
Democratizing the Franklin Covey system.
That's exactly what we're doing.
And getting it out into the hinterlands.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Out into flyover America. And not only that, folks, a great deal, that, and as you say, something that fits our budgets a little bit better.
Well, you know, corporate America has used the Covey training to train all of their management leadership for decades.
Yep.
And now we're going to be able to get it right down to the small business level, to small business owners, and we're thrilled about that opportunity.
Well, and congratulations, because if my understanding that the Franklin Covey organization has never done a partnership like this before.
That's our understanding from them. And yesterday we had Bob Whitman, the CEO of the Franklin Covey organization, and he actually came in and was teaching the time management course, their focus course,
really,
to our state directors and associate state directors.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's the commitment they've made. And, of course, with Dr. Covey here tonight, we're just tremendously pleased.
This is good news for you folks. Oh, those of you who are out in, you know, listening to me all across the country, on the radio and on the internet, this is good news for you, and yet another reason for you to find out about SBDCs. Now, folks, I'm dwelling on the SBDCs in this interview with Don, because and this is not about Don, this is not about their counselors, this is about you. These are resources. You know, one of my reasons for waking up in the morning is to be able to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the ways I do that is introduce you to resources that will help you do that. And there is no better resource that I know of, especially at the price that you pay for it, than the Small Business Development Centers.
Jim, you know, the research that a wide number of academics have done, our clients have far more rapid employment growth, far more rapid sales growth. In fact, you know, I look around and I kind of say, SBDCs are where small businesses go to grow.
I like the way you say it. And it's the truth. And so, folks, I want to remind you, it's asbdc-us.org. There's a map there. Click on your state in that map. That will give you these names, address, phone numbers, and websites, emails, all that, of all the people of the nearest SBDC to you. Now, don't be surprised if you see that they're located in a community college or in a university or with the Chamber of Commerce or with an economic development authority. They could be in a number of different places. Where they're located may seem a little odd to you. I'm going to be honest with you. It might seem just a little bit odd. Get over that and go in. Call them.
The key thing is we try to hold our overhead down so we can hire the quality counselors to help small businesses.
Highly efficient, that's the key.
Absolutely. You know, the idea of efficiency in business, that's one of the things we teach, you know.
Don, how long have you had this job?
I've had this job since 1999, but I was on Capitol Hill as Chief of Staff to a member of Congress when this legislation was introduced.
Right.
And I became a booster of it. I've worked with a number of small business trade associations over the years and have steered those members to SBDCs. And then a friend told me that SBDC was looking for leadership, and I applied, and I'm very grateful that they hired me.
Well,
it's been a great ride.
I'm very grateful they hired you, too, because you're the vision and the energy of this. You got a great team, too, in your organization. I'm proud of what those guys do. Folks, again, I hope you check it out. Check out the SBDCs. That's asbdc-us.org. It's for you, and you can't beat the price. They charge you nothing for their help, and these guys do a really good job. Stephen Covey's going to be with me on the other side of the break. Don Wilson, thank you for being here. Thanks for hosting me here. We've had a lot of fun this week.
Jim, we love our relationship with you, and it's always a thrill to be back on The Advocate Show.
Thanks. Don Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the ASBDC. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back on the other side of the news with Dr. Stephen Covey, 29 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
sitting on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.